Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld. I am a proud co-host on the Pharmacy Podcast Network with Todd Urey. And over the last several years, I've had the pleasure of sharing experiences and vision about enhancing the role of pharmacists in the healthcare system. On Friday evening, the announcement by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that they had issued an emergency use authorization for the first COVID-19 vaccine truly will change the world as we know it, but also change the world as we live it as pharmacists. The vaccine created by Pfizer and BioNTech will be distributed throughout the United States for adults and teenagers 16 years of age and older. The FDA's authorization for emergency use of the first COVID-19 vaccine is a significant milestone in battling this devastating pandemic that has affected so many families in the United States and around the world. It has clearly made an indelible impact on the pharmacy profession, as we as first-line providers were there through the entire pandemic and still remain there as essential providers. Our world will change, just like others in the healthcare space, and we are going to be the leaders in this pandemic situation where the vaccine, according to the agency, has met all the criteria for issuance of an EUA, and all the available data shows that the vaccine may be effective as an option in preventing COVID-19. It is important that the messaging of pharmacists be consistent to show that the potential benefits far outweigh the known and potential risks. And this is according to scientific data. It is important that we, as we position ourselves as healthcare providers, that we consistently deliver the message that the FDA has made all of the steps to assure the public and the medical community that they have conducted a thorough evaluation of the available safety, effectiveness, and the manufacturing quality information that is needed for this EAU authorization. As you know, the vaccine specifically contains the genetic material, the messenger RNA, mRNA. And additionally, the vaccine contains a small piece of the SARS-CoV-2 virus mRNA that instructs cells in the body to make the virus's distinctive spike protein. When a person receives the vaccine, copies of the spike protein will be produced by the human body that then triggers the immune system to learn to react defensively so that the cause of the disease itself can be arrested. This will then produce an immune response against SARS-CoV-2. While not a full FDA approval, the emergency use authorization holds the promise and the hope that we are altering the course of this pandemic in the United States and globally. When science guides the decision-making, which it has in this case, the data supports the belief that this vaccine must be administered to all those who can access it through the distribution channels that are being set out. We know how important the pharmacy profession is in vaccination and immunizations. We know because we've done it. We know because we've been there in the past. So while others struggle to find the solutions, our message as a profession is been there, done that, bring it. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to create horrific strain and stress on an already burnt out profession due to the business of pharmacy. Yes, but this is the time when the resiliency, the fortitude, the commitment that we as pharmacists make to our patients comes through with flying colors. No one but a pharmacist can turn a vaccine into a vaccination with the expertise we have in medication management. There are other considerations to consider as we become the vaccination army, the farmy, as Todd Urey likes to say, of life-saving healthcare providers. It started with 36,523 participants in the randomized placebo-controlled international study. Majority of those participants were U.S. people from our world. So it's important that we deliver the message 7 days a week, every time we are integrating and interacting with a patient, that we believe we are healthcare providers who are integrated into the vaccination process to save lives. This is not about making money. This is about saving lives. We always struggle to be reimbursed for the professional services we deliver. I am not suggesting that issues will come up about reimbursements and about the challenges that the healthcare business puts on the pharmacy profession. But I am confident that the resolve and the resiliency and the fortitude that pharmacists have always exhibited will come through now more than ever. There has never been a better time to be a pharmacist in the healthcare profession. There has never been a better time to show our value to our communities who have been devastated by this pandemic. There has never been a time to put that pharmacist as the hub of healthcare. There will be challenges. There always are. We need to come together, and not as segments of our profession, because we've done a job, I won't say if it's good or bad, in segmenting out categories of our profession. We are this kind of pharmacist, or that kind of pharmacist, or this kind of pharmacist, or that kind of pharmacist. We are all pharmacists, no matter what pathway you have decided to take, or no matter what pathway you as a next generation provider entering our profession who spent this week at the ASHP virtual conference considering various wonderful pathways for you. Remember one thing, we are all pharmacists. And being in the pharmacy profession means that you have taken that oath to deliver care, compassion, empathy, and utilize all of the expertise and all of the clinical knowledge that you have learned in your didactic training, as well as your experiential knowledge. Whether you're a P2, 3, 4, graduate, resident, fellow, I don't care. I'm a P66. We are always all learning what it takes to survive and thrive as a healthcare provider in the new pandemic world. This day will go down in history that we are rewriting history. This has been like World War III. It's devastated humanity. It has put lives and numbers at an incredible rate that is unfathomable. We cannot look backwards. We cannot talk about what's wrong with the business of pharmacy when we must save lives. I ask you to look inside yourself. I ask you to consider what this pandemic has done to you and your life. The people in your life, your family, your friends, your customers, your relative, anyone who's been affected, because everyone has been affected by this pandemic. And I ask you to turn a page to a clean chapter in your life as a healthcare provider and say every day that we are healthcare providers who save lives. And today, and tomorrow, and next week, and next month, and for Lord knows how long it will take to turn a vaccine into a vaccination by delivering with the compassion and thought and empathy that only pharmacists have always exhibited in their profession, is the cure for the pandemic. Talk to your patients when you give the vaccination. I always viewed that as an opportunity to connect with the patient, not just by putting the needle in their arm, but by letting them know that by doing that, I am showing that I care. I'm showing that I'm concerned. So we turn that feeling of professionalism into building a relationship. I can tell you that you will have one chance to make a first impression with every customer who comes into your domain, wherever it is, to get a COVID-19 vaccine. They will come in scared. They will come in inquisitive. They will come in a mindset that they don't really feel that they know everything they need to know. And they're going to look at you, and you need to be their comfort zone. You need to be their human Xanax, that it's going to be okay because they've come to a healthcare professional who cares. You need to exhibit all of what you hope and wish would be exhibited and given to you. Make yourself the customer. Put yourself in the pathway of what that patient is going through. They're not coming in to say hello to you. They're coming in to do something that will save their life. And if you make that experience anything but a relationship building opportunity to put that patient at ease, they probably won't get the full benefit of the vaccine and might not even come back for the second shot. This is not about the business of pharmacy anymore. I don't care that CVS doesn't care. I don't care that PBMs are destroying independent pharmacies because they don't care. I care about the patient. And there are 300 million patients needing this vaccine. It is our calling now for our profession to rise above all the crap that we've all been subject to, to look that patient in the eye and say that no matter what has been thrown in our path as a pharmacist, no matter what problems we've had, with staffing, with this, with the reimbursements, with clawbacks, with DIRs, with all that crap. We're here for you because we care. It's not a logo. It's not a big red heart that gets put out. It is your heart as a pharmacist. And you know what? I'm confident because I know pharmacists care. I know pharmacists have been through hell, but they're resilient. And they're still there saving lives. Never before and never again, hopefully, will there be an opportunity to end a war that has killed more people and will kill more people even during this vaccination process. Be vigilant in your messaging that when they leave your store or your domain, that it's not business as usual. It's not everything's all clear. It's not. Make sure you consider that as an opportunity to advise them of other aspects of arresting the growth of this disease. Social distancing, masking, washing hands, following the protocols and rules that clearly save lives even without the vaccine. The vaccine is a blessing, is a cure, is going to cure this pandemic. But we need to be on the pulpit. We need to be on the lectern. We need to be the educators, the prophets, the providers. We need to be the caregivers of America. We need to talk from our heart and talk the truth and say that this is a medically necessary process for population health. Those that don't change their mind. Don't tell them they're wrong. But if you believe that this is going to save lives, then transmit that message to your patients. And if you don't, respectfully, don't give the vaccine. Respectfully, step aside and let others do that critical, life-saving job for you. I want to thank you for everything that our profession does, because I am a patient as well as a pharmacist. I know how damaging this pandemic has done to me, to my family, to the people I love. And I hope and pray that as a profession, we will once again rise above the people who have no idea the value of a pharmacist. And that is the business people who dictate our future. Our future is today, and you control it. As healthcare providers, take ownership of your career, take ownership of your life, and be the best damn pharmacist you could be, period. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You are today's and tomorrow's healthcare provider. I thank you for listening.